This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
You see that radiator right there?
What? Nice. Stop
calling
That's
a nice
radiator.
Even heat. It's a nice even heat. There's a little bit of moisture in that because it's a steam heat.
I want a canned heat. That won't get flagged. Let's talk about Johnny for a second. Villa, what's new in the life and times? / what's new in the Villa Villa? Because you're in your place in New York.
Yeah.
Fucker.
This is awful. This is not how I wanted to start my week.
It is Monday.
We're recording a Monday morning.
Thanksgiving
mind
break.
You.
Yeah.
Not in a way. It really was Thanksgiving break.
Lighting on fleek, dimples adorning my cheeks. All four.
Jesus Christ.
Is that like all four F-O-R or all four of us F-O-U-R?
It was all four,
no, all four of
cheeks,
his cheeks.
Dimples.
Oh, I was wrong on both accounts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, my new apartment has great lighting, and I don't know if you guys know this, but a big part of like your appearance is the light that you're in, right? So, you know, I used to record from a basement, and I looked like garbage, and now I'm like kind of feeling myself in a way. I haven't shaved in a while, but also my hair is a little dry.
Yeah.
Something's in my...
You don't
too.
Look any different, by the
what
way.
Is in here?
We've got a stacked cast today. We've got Kayla Moriarty, Amir Blumenfeld, Marika Brownlee, and making her HeadGum Podcast debut is English Provo.
Oh, no, it's not Provo, man.
Yeah.
No, got it wrong.
We don't work together at all.
So yeah.
Sorry. This is all taken from English Prevo.
There you go.
On Wordle, you'd be like close, but it would still be one letter left to get right.
But no cigar.
Isn't that, you could have played it off as like knowing English lived in Utah, because Provo is a place in
Provo,
Utah, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm.
Yeah.
I was going to do an entire segment about English being in Utah, and so...
Well, I only lived there for 5 years. Let me clarify that.
Oh, you did actually live in Provo.
Yeah.
I didn't live in Provo. I lived in Salt Lake.
Okay. Yeah. So you didn't live in Taft?
Okay. Like she said, Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City?
Yeah.
It wasn't Alta?
Anything other than Salt Lake. No. Asked
was
and
it,
answered.
It wasn't Taft.
No, she said no.
I never. Been
if we're
to
doing time. This, no. I'm gonna go get my medication that I forgot to take. So
was it Draper?
Oh, that's a good call.
Is that
I've
code for
Draper.
A beer?
And it wasn't Tool.
Do you have a map up of Utah right now?
We did a sketch once where it was like, I was guessing, what was it? It was Pictionary, and Riley drew a picture of an apple, and I'm like, oh, is it Ogden? Is it Ogden, Utah? Is it North Ogden? Is it Taft? Is it West Jordan? So that's a deep cut for the listeners. English, what do you want people to know about you? You and I barely know each other, if at all.
Yeah, we met at the offsite.
That was kind of it.
That's
Yeah. You live and work in New York.
Yeah, I'm in Brooklyn.
Whose team are you on?
I'm on the marketing team.
And Kayla, you said you're having a terrible day.
Correct. Thank you for bringing
it up. I wonder if it's like multiplying negatives, if this will turn the day around. And it is, we should say, 4 p.m. your time, 4:30. So your workday is basically over.
Check in with me at the end of this, and I'll let you know.
Okay.
I said physically an 8. What?
You just sent something that somebody canceled your order or something?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, what was yeah.
That? Was Boy, that like a secret?
I mean,
oh, no. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kayla can explain this.
Yeah.
You should have come this in is... heated.
Oh, you don't think I yelled at them in this email? Don't even worry about that. Hey, is this Danish interior design company that I love and many of us do, and so we ordered all these really awesome things for the office back in June, and we still haven't gotten it, and after repeated attempts to get in contact with them, they finally emailed me back and said most of our order is out of stock, and so I really went into them. Those Danes better fucking watch out, because I am not in the mood. I just want colorful crates for our desks. I almost started crying in rage.
You pronounce your C words like me. I say crying and crunch.
What?
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 People have recently. Amir! People have recently told me that I like pronounce my C words with like a. And you just did it.
That means nothing, what you said. What are you talking about?
What's the alternate way of saying crying?
Crying.
Marika, crunch. Say crying.
Crunch.
Crying.
Ugh, yeah, that's the normal way.
I don't hear a difference.
Say, my point is that, Kayla, you and I are like O positive.
You know I'm what actually I mean? A negative, but yeah.
Right.
I don't hear a difference at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that
I'm
was
sorry.
Easy.
Still got it.
I figured we'd skip Bond of the Week this week. I mean, like, right?
Yeah.
Why?
It's a good idea, actually.
So loud.
Do you guys have any Bonds of the Week? English, this is a segment where we lob up our casting choices for the next James. Gender neutral, ideally white,
I have one.
But
but well, yes. Take what we can get.
Mine's not gonna fly then.
Oh, dear.
Again, just based on the fact that I currently have a photo of him open for some reason,
yeah.
I'm gonna go Winston Duke.
Who's that?
He's M'Baku from Black Panther.
Oh, yeah.
He's like really stacked.
Pretty hot.
So that,
yeah.
Wasn't he in cool. Get Us as well?
Yes, he was.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Is he British?
I don't think so.
He's a gorgeous man.
Yeah.
I'd back that choice.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's really
good. Yeah, sure.
I thought you meant Clark Duke.
Which is my choice, but thanks for stepping on it.
That's really funny because mine is Clark Gable.
Holy That's shit. Also really good. He is dead, but
wonder... Zombie version.
Zombie Clark Gable. This is... I you know what? I'm just going to make this my pick. Clark Duke is my Bond of the Week. And if you guys don't know his name, you know his face.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, he was in Greek, one of my favorite shows of all time.
Yeah. It's time for a fine Bond. Like someone who should be a CPA, but instead they work for the CIA.
FBI.
Like one of the armed IRS agents.
Yeah.
IRS agents carry heat.
Some of them do in financial crimes. Have you not been paying attention to politics lately? It's a whole thing.
The Mar-a-Lago thing or what?
Not that, but.
That good. Witch hunt?
Yeah. We don't need to get into it.
English, I brushed past you introducing yourself to me in the audience. What do you want everyone to know, including me?
I'm the lead graphic designer for HeadGum, and I work with Kayla and Marika, and we are a powerhouse.
Yeah.
Did you work on the pit wall art?
I did not. I think that was Grayson. Nope.
Okay. It was Grayson and me.
Yeah.
Grayson started it. I finished it.
It was good artwork.
Do you have any... Thank you. Do you have any notes or concerns, Jeff?
I thought it was great. I think that...
I have a question. May I ask it? Yeah. Why did you choose Casey to be the center? I love Casey, but I'm just curious.
I didn't choose that. It was... Basically Grayson handed the files off to me, but okay. I would say probably because he's the lead producer, so I kind of pushed him into being also the host.
Love that.
And that's why he's up front.
Also,
you know,
just
he deserves
like,
the limelight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to bring it up again, but also like ethnically it's symmetrical.
I literally said the same thing to Marika.
Yeah. So it does look good.
Yeah, it works.
I love ethnic symmetry too. It's important.
What's that?
Ethnically symmetrical, you said. It's nice that way to have it. Boom, 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 boom.
The more you talk about it, the more awkward it gets.
For sure. And that's why I'm moving on conversationally to the next topic. I'm like... Sorry, I get kind of nervous around English, is all.
Why?
Just because she could technically and ethnically fire me.
English, now's the perfect time to ask for a raise. You can't say no in this moment.
Can I get a raise?
I'm not responsible for that, but yeah, I'll talk to somebody who can
potentially look into it. 115K, 4 weeks paid vacation.
We technically have unlimited.
We have unlimited. Yeah. How about 115 and a senior in the title instead of lead?
And a house in the Hamptons.
Girl is
another
and
a house in the Hamptons.
I had some talking points. First of all, gold tone jewelry versus silver tone jewelry.
Gold.
Really?
I'm allergic to silver. Gold.
I used to be adamantly silver, and I've embraced gold recently.
That's
but my wedding band is silver and I love it.
Yeah.
I was also adamantly silver and then in like high school and then switched to gold.
I like hated yellow gold for a
jewelry,
long time.
So I don't know why I'm commenting.
May I make an announcement? I'm getting my cartilage pierced on Friday with a gold earring.
Wow.
That's
what's
exciting.
What's putting that upon? What made you
I don't
decide
know.
To pull the trigger?
She decided yesterday in the office and made the appointment on the spot.
Cartilage is your top of your ear, right? I'm not thinking of like something else.
Yeah, that's really big for me because I only have regular ear piercings and that's it. I'm not cool, but I'm trying to get cooler.
She decided yesterday in the office.
Don't do that. Not while I'm here. Not in front of me.
Damaged,
that's
dude.
My Marika impression.
It's really good, actually. If you're going for an impression, it's pretty spot on.
Somebody commented on the pit wall thing saying Marika has spoiled child energy. I'm like, Marika works harder than anyone at the company.
I can't stop thinking about this. I will talk to my therapist about it. I know that it's not true.
It's not true.
It's not true, and I know that, but I'm like, what do they think that is?
Yeah. What defines that on a F1 podcast?
Well,
that's a good question.
I mean, not to get too into it, but they were talking about Lando Norris, and I fully understand that with his personality.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Spoiled child
energy.
Yes,
he does. But you don't match that energy at all. Like,
no. Yeah.
No.
And it's shocking that you like Lando for that reason.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think he's... fun. I think he's like a good character, like in the same way I like Christian Horner as a character, even though he's like a villain.
I like Lando Calrissian. Is that the same?
That's
Star Wars.
Probably less spoiled energy.
Well, I don't know.
Having not seen any Star Wars,
I don't know.
Less than
I
Norris.
Would... Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
So gold tone jewelry seems to be the trend. I ask because I've been sort of transitioning into the gold of it all. This isn't real gold, but
well, it's such a tight band.
What are you talking about?
It looked like your wrist is being pinched.
My There's hand no is purple.
I saw a TikTok recently. This isn't that interesting, but I thought it was kind of cool that I guess like a lot of the big jewelry companies or like the direct-to-consumer jewelry companies are pretty cheap gold stuff, but you can get like gold filled jewelry on Etsy pretty easily. Never knew that. That was crazy. Yeah. Well. This isn't that interesting, then don't say it. I mean,
isn't that a major key alert? Usually.
Yeah. But also what, I feel like you should live by that.
Wow.
Can't make money off this episode anymore.
Hottest take pizza topping. Don't say pineapple, right?
Like what we like or we don't like.
Yeah.
Like something you like that might be controversial in a way.
Can I say pineapple, but say pineapple and onion together?
Oof.
No.
I think you can, right? I think she can say it.
I mean, free speech. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not mad at you for bringing that up. I disagree with the idea of it. Yeah. Obviously.
I disagree with my other one, too, which is black olives.
Yeah. But I'll fight for your right to
pro,
say it.
Yeah.
A pro.
Imagine you,
black olives
you with a group
on...
of people, like in the pizzeria, you know, waiter comes by, and then you say, I'll order for the table pineapple and onion.
I would never
handing
do that.
Back the menu. Everyone on board, right?
I'm the person at a pizza place that's so stressed out about like everyone else ordering meat pizzas and then me wanting an equal amount of pizza that I can eat that I have to take over and plot everything for everyone.
I feel that, except I have to have gluten-free or I'll die, so I have to make sure that where we're going is something I can have.
Wow. And are you pro or anti black olives?
They're not my favorite, but I'll eat them on a pizza. My hot take thing that I like would be I like eggplant on pizza.
That's a great grilled, hot take pizza topping. Yes.
It's good.
Yeah. I've never even heard of that.
There's a place called Fornino's in Greenpoint. It's an Italian spot,
I used to live
but
right
they do
by
their own gluten-free stuff. Yeah, and they do an eggplant veggie thing.
I don't know if this is a hot take pizza topping, but I'm going to say hot honey.
Oh, I love hot
with
honey.
With wine. Let me finish. With wine.
Like
on the
hot
pizza?
Honey wine?
Oh, are you
like a hot mead?
Are you dunking it in?
It's
like
gluten-free dough, so English can have it.
Okay.
Thank
tomato
you.
Tomato sauce, four cheese blend, hot honey, wine.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Like, are you pouring
you're
wine,
like the wine
onto
part.
The
yeah.
pizza?
What kind of wine?
All we care about is the wine. Are you talking about having it with wine or to put wine on
thin
the
like, imagine we're at Polly G's.
Okay, we're at Polly G's in Greenpoint.
Mm-hmm. Famous
thin
for
ass
hot
crust.
Honey. Okay.
Sure. Right? Amazing marinara. 3 to 4 different cheeses. This is all going to go into a wood-fired oven. Hot honey wine. Put it in the oven.
I just need more info on the hot honey wine.
Is the hot honey and wine like mixed together as a sauce, or are you pouring wine on top of the pizza?
I've never heard of hot honey wine. He's saying
putting a bottle of honey wine into the wood-fired oven next to the pizza.
Dangerous.
How is the construction of this?
Yeah.
I feel like I've built it my own for you guys twice. Here I go 3 times. Thin crust. Unbelievable marinara.
Haven't had any
4 to 5 cheeses.
Yeah.
Hot honey drizzled on top.
Adding
I don't know
cheeses.
How anyone can say no to that. Wine into the oven.
Can you just slow down on the wine part? What are we talking about?
That's the last step.
I think this
is
the most info we've gotten.
Is it a reduction?
No, it's wine into the oven.
No, you're not putting... Sorry. You're not
can we
putting
take a break
wine.
And like take an actual break, like not like one of those quick half breaks? Like I need a commercial to unwind from this conversation. It's
unwind?
It's poisonous. Yes, unhoney.
Oh, that's really good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back. I guess.
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
All right. This is my real idea that I wanted to run by you guys. Dessert pasta.
Okay. I don't hate it.
Who says dough?
Nice.
So pasta dough, you make the pasta dough as normal, and then you add some vanilla extract and some brown sugar, or just normal sugar. I don't know which would work better. You press out the pasta, you boil it, and then you make separately a Nutella sauce. Toss the noodles with the Nutella sauce, which is basically the taste of hazelnut chocolate, but thinner. And then the meatballs are Ferrero Rochers, and then the Parmesan is grated hazelnuts.
It's grated cheese.
I thought that it was going to be like a pretty loose concept, but you're just pitching a dish.
Yeah, you bitch.
Tomato sauce is kind of sweet, so like it's not actually wrong to do that. And it's like peanut butter and jelly exists, so why can't you have peanut butter and jelly, but instead of on bread on pasta.
I worry about the consistency of the pasta with brown sugar.
Okay,
yeah,
so
my biggest hang up is the noodle part of it.
Yeah.
You should be putting a little bit of brown sugar in your tomato sauce to really bring out the flavor of the tomato. So it's not that crazy.
Okay.
Hot taste wise, but like the consistency of the pasta, that's the thing I'm worried about.
This is also the only positive note that's like trying to help me out. Everyone else is like, that sounds disgusting.
Nobody said that.
No, he means his
like other people he's told.
Everyone else I've told in real life. This is a dish that I'm going to make on Labor Day, I think.
Seems heavy for 108 degree barbecue.
Can you explain?
Please document
actually,
this?
Jeff, can I pitch kind of an alt for this?
Can you save it for the end?
What?
For the end of what?
This is a perfect conversation extender.
Yes, 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 yes. Pitch
during okay, plugs, so... can you just say what you want?
Have you seen like I feel like fried ravioli, that kind of thing?
Sounds awful.
A St. Louis special.
It's great. It's really good.
Pan fried or
you're just dropping the ravioli like it's not breaded. You're just dropping it into a fryer. So
but you could bread it.
You could bread it. But going off of that and the fact that like the noodles like or the pasta dough gets bubbly and crunchy.
In that case, you could do little gnocchi instead of the original wow.
could
pasta
do or sweet potato gnocchi is just like gnocchis. Basically
yeah or like a pumpkin game. Gnocchi almost like yeah. a sweet pumpkin pie gnocchi yeah. instead yeah. of like yeah. cheese with it's like fluff or marshmallow yeah. or something like that.
Brown butter like sage and
I only want to do the sage. Nutella linguine with the Ferrero Rocher meatballs.
I was okay here's
tiramisu lasagna.
Basically, I was just going to say, instead of mixing the sugar and the vanilla into the dough, you can do it like how you make a cinnamon roll and like oh. roll it so it's like striped through and then fry it and then do all your other shit that you want to do.
Or what if you make like tagliatelle out of like a phyllo dough and then do like melted butter and cinnamon sugar? Is this a cooking podcast now?
I think we should try all of these. I don't want to like dominate the discourse of the podcast and also your schedules outside of the show, but I wonder if on Labor Day we all make a dessert pasta.
I'm running a half marathon that day. I will not be cooking.
No, great. You got a carbo load.
Yeah, exactly.
You do that
and
the
what
day
better
before.
Way to do that?
Welcome to Ask Jeff. This is like Ask Jeeves, but instead of it being like a search engine thing, it's going to be you guys ideally, in an ideal world, telling me real issues of the day, of your lives, and I will fix them.
This has echoes if I were you, but that's okay.
Like an advice podcast? Isn't Ask Jeeves more of like a search engine? Like I'd be like, what's the population of New Jersey? And you would say
yeah.
a certain
thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more specific than advice. I want your problems and I'm going to fix them entirely. And it might even stretch beyond the scope of the show where I'll fix it over the next couple of days.
Okay.
Like Amir, if you had like a house, I could fix that.
Actually, I'm having an issue with my shower. One of the showers.
Yeah, let's get into that.
It's warm at first, and then it oscillates between lukewarm and then back to the hot.
Okay, well, I can come take a look at the water tank.
It's not a tank thing. I think there's like a part within the shower. I forget what somebody said, but it was like the receiver.
The receiver,
like
yeah.
That. Yeah. Not the receiver, but.
Valve.
Well, it's not exactly that, but it sounds like that.
Something sure. in the handle that you switch.
It's
got to
be something.
To cold. Yeah.
Yeah. The regulator.
Or... Yes, something like that. Regulator. That's right.
Really?
So you'd have to look to see which one I have, try to replace it and see if that helps.
Well, is it a, I mean, what kind of shower is it, right? Is it a bear?
No.
Is it,
You mean the shower head?
In the shape of a bear?
Yeah.
What?
What?
What's the brand? Is it Slipstream?
Not sure.
You don't know the brand of your shower?
I don't even think
Do you?
Showers have brands.
I have a bear.
Are you talking about the shower head?
Yeah.
Not the actual shower.
What's the brand of your floor?
Original, 1924, hardwood.
What brand of shampoo do
you
use?
I actually equally have a company complaint. So I like bougie soaps. I will spend a lot of money on hand soap, shampoo, conditioner, and body wash because I like to smell good.
What's your favorite?
Well, I've done the Aesop thing. I've done the Lalabo thing. Both great. But this time around, I was like, these are very expensive. Let me get something still fancy, but not as expensive. So I got the Flamingo Estate shampoo and conditioner double pack, which is this local LA like brand that's based out of this mansion that like, and all their products are made from things from the garden. So it's like natural, which I didn't know. And so I started using it. I was like, great, this smells amazing. The bottle looks nice. I like to have it in my shower and like display it. The conditioner dries my hair out more than the sun.
Oh, God.
My hair. Stop using it.
I have. I've started just stealing up my roommate's stuff. But and theirs works great. Like it's like this like biotin and collagen thing.
You're
in a purple
yelling
bottle.
At us. Just fucking relax and have a conversation with us. Chill.
No, I was saying.
Argue.
I know what you're saying. It's so combative. We're not saying anything and you're raising your voice.
But what I'm going to do, I've decided, is empty out the Flamingo Estate bottle, is replace it with my own purple biotin and collagen conditioner. So
your
I can
own.
Ride the inertia into
oh,
having
God.
The voluminous hair, voluminous hair.
Amir, you caused this.
You're
I
giving
asked.
Me
I'm
seasickness,
sorry.
No,
I think.
No, no, no.
You're giving me C-section, you. I think.
What is your own biotin conditioner? Are you making your own conditioner?
No,
and
I'm going
to. So, what are you putting in it?
I'm going to go to Walgreens, Rite Aid, whatever. Buy the cheap stuff, put it in the bottle that looks nice. Right? Yeah,
that's less exciting. I thought you were going to like
yeah,
mayonnaise I and egg.
Thought know? This was going in a completely different direction.
Yeah.
Well, it's gotten to the point where I'm putting olive oil in my hair.
Yuck.
You should use grapeseed oil, I think. Not
really?
Olive oil.
Jojoba oil, argan oil,
Moroccan oil.
Oil. Don't get me started on hair oils.
Get her started.
Does anybody else have any problems of the day that I can kind of fix? Nailed
by the way,
shower
ask very like lightly because I brought up the shower thing and he spoke about conditioner for 4 minutes straight. Yeah, he's scared.
I mean, can you fix this problem that we're having where all of the containers that we ordered for
yeah.
the New York office aren't ever going to arrive?
I have broken down moving boxes from the Home Depot I could ship to you guys.
No, that's probably going to do opposite what we want. So that's not helping.
Yeah, what are it's your a solution. It's not my fault if you're like not open to change. What's that?
Where do you shop for home goods?
Like for furniture or like knickknacks?
If you were going to buy a bunch of containers to put stuff in, what aesthetic, what vibe are you going for?
I like to buy secondhand because I care about the earth. It's cheaper and you can get it immediately and you don't deal with these delivery issues. So I would say OfferUp.
Immediately?
Yeah. Literally, you can go on OfferUp and be like, this thing's 5 miles away. I can go pick it up right now.
What have you done not that with recently?
Not in New York, you can't.
That's true because you don't have a car. Right. I did that with this rocking chair that you can barely see. I did that with the dining chairs over there.
Why did you buy a rocking chair?
So I can fucking relax, man, and read a good book.
What are we reading today, Jif? What song?
Jif.
Jif.
That's just because... that's not a bad nickname for me because my skin tone is that of Creamy Natural.
That's right.
What was the question?
I don't know. What are you reading? What book?
Oh, I'm still reading Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test. I've been reading it for like a month and a half.
Solid.
But I'm halfway done. Sorry, I was just... I was thinking about what I'm going to do tonight. English, anything I can fix in your life? How's your husband?
He's good. He's good. He's in a bunch of meetings.
Communication issues.
We're good.
Okay. And when you guys, but when conflict does, sorry, Amir, 1 second. When a conflict does arise, do you guys feel like you can approach it wanting immediately to sort of understand where the other one's coming from, leaving every argument, every dispute, understanding the other one a little bit more, understanding each other's dynamic, each other's needs, knowing you can never really meet someone's needs. because we're all God and drag. We're all just presenting who we think we are. What if we use our relationships as a vehicle for freedom, never asking our partners to be different than they are, loving them for who they are as now they appear to be to me, to have for you on the day, in a way.
You started this show with we barely know each other and you're not my therapist, so I'm not going to divulge any of
that. Good job, English.
All I really got from that was God and drag.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, yeah. That was a really long...
Have you been watching Drag Race? Because I feel like they say that a lot.
I've been plagiarizing Ram Dass.
I see. Ram Dass talks about God and drag.
He says we're all God and drag.
I see.
We're all God and drag.
And he's sort of famous for that, or
shut up,
because that doesn't really mean anything. So it's weird that you look up to this guy, I assume, or read his writing, and he says stuff like that, and you're kind of into it. Is that how it works? Yeah.
Welcome to September Gladness.
We all log off.
Listen, I think we're literally approaching 6 months away from March Madness. Not that I'm a college basketball fan, but, you know, I just wonder if there's like something we could do now, you know, bracket wise, tourney wise, turning wise.
Did you do this Photoshop? It's pretty good.
I did. Yeah, English, what do you think?
I mean,
ooh.
I don't pay attention to basketball, but if you're just talking general brackets, we're going into football season.
But I actually meant from a graphic design standpoint.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about the first question. Yeah, it's pretty good. Good job.
Thank you. Okay, here we go. This is September Gladness. I have put together a bracket, for honestly lack of a better term, of things that bring everyone joy. And I thought that we could come together and vote, which is why there's five of us, to figure out the ultimate joy of the ball.
I just saw coming your eyes out.
It wouldn't be a Jeff thing without an aioli mention.
Sure.
Yeah, so these are our head-to-heads here. Why don't we start with cold, fresh linen sheets versus finding a new aioli?
Gotta go sheets, right? The number one seed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
All right, sheets. That was easy.
Especially because I don't like the way you said finding a new aioli.
Discovering, you know, a fucking, what was a sambal aioli? Right?
Yeah.
We
already said.
Right.
Sheets one. Onward.
All right. Fostering a cat's insecurities or finishing a page turner?
Page turner.
Yeah, page turner.
Really?
Yeah, the first one doesn't make sense.
Okay.
I'm allergic to cats.
This one's good for Marika. Seeing a Ferrari double win versus learning of royal family drama.
Absolutely seeing a Ferrari double win.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Ferrari double win. I don't really care about the royals.
I mean, I love messy drama, but it's fine.
Amir?
It doesn't fucking matter.
Great. Okay, drinking Amari or a fresh bouquet adorning the mantle?
Bouquet, for sure. Bouquet.
Drinking Amari.
I'm going to say drinking Amari.
Amir?
I'm not an alcohol guy, so I'll go with flowers. That's a classic 12 over 5.
What an upset. All right, dating someone with Aesop soaps, or honestly, both of these are me, or spooning someone with a thick ass.
Soap?
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to go soap.
Wait, so where are we at right now? Let's go down the line. English. Aesop soap or spooning ass?
I'll go with spooning.
Kayla? You said Aesop?
Yeah, soap, please.
Amir?
Spooning.
Marika?
Soap, please.
Yes.
I'll be the tiebreaker. I'm going to go with spooning. Here we go. Finding cash in your Dockers or an acrylic nails back scratch?
Cash.
Yeah, cash.
Cash.
That's crazy.
I'll go back scratch.
I also would say back scratch, but it doesn't even matter. Here we go. Cleaning out your closet or cumming your eyes out?
Cumming your eyes out.
This is a real thing that happened to my friend Cecily. She's been on a couple HeadGum podcasts. She's a very funny comedian. I'm sure she would have no problem sharing this photo because she posted it to Instagram.
So what happened there?
She came her eyes out. So she had, and she went to a doctor and he was like, yep, you had an orgasm that was so intense that you burst every blood vessel around your eyes.
Wow. Holy shit.
I go cleaning out your closet.
Imagine being the person that does that to somebody. Every blood vessel in both eyes.
What do we think?
Gotta be that one. I mean, my God. Although then you gotta go to a doctor.
Yeah, that's why I'm going closet.
I'm cleaning out my closet.
You only live once, so let's come our eyes
out. Come your eyes out. I also vote that. All right, what about that Friday feeling versus sharing good or bad wine with others?
Here's another photo of Cecily sort of feeling happy on a Friday. And she wouldn't mind me sharing this. The last one is her coming her eyes out.
This one is just her smiling.
I'll go with, again, I'm not an alcohol guy, so I'll go with 7.
Yeah, I'll go with Friday feeling.
Okay. Love Fridays.
Same.
All right. All right, here we go. Cold, fresh linen sheets versus seeing a Ferrari double win.
Sheets.
Give me sheets.
Sheets.
Yeah, I'm going to go sheets.
All right.
Same.
Fresh bouquet, adorning the mantle, or spooning with someone with a lovely rump?
Rump.
Rump.
Bromley?
I guess I'll go spooning still.
It wins. All right, finding cash and your Dockers are coming your eyes out.
How much cash can you possibly find? Like 20 at most. So I'll go coming your eyes out.
Well, at most it'd be 100 if it's $1, if it's one bill, right?
That's pretty good.
So let's say up to 100.
But odds are less. Have you ever found a $100 bill? That's pretty rare.
No.
Again, I've never came my eyes out.
Well, my thing is, like, how much is coming that hard worth to you, right? Keep in mind, you're actually losing money because of the copay.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless she's already reached her max deductible for the year.
Right. And also,
coming her eyes out.
And is that a specialty visit or your general practitioner?
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah, who do you
all
see
good questions.
For that?
Yeah.
I mean, for safety purposes, $100 in my pants seems like a smart move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then you could.
Yeah, I got to advance coming your eyes out.
I could go either way if we need to push it forward.
Well, keep in mind, this is September gladness.
Okay.
I mean, it's nothing.
I just feel like if we push forward coming your eyes out, it's going to win. You know what I mean? So I feel
there's
like
no guarantees.
I'm gonna say finding cash.
I'm gonna go with cash.
I'm gonna go with cash because if it's $100, you could go to a really nice restaurant and you could cum your eyes out from the food being good.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very true.
All right.
A nice aioli.
you could find a new aioli. Here we go. That Friday feeling or finishing a page turner?
Friday?
That Friday feeling.
Yeah.
All right. Final four.
There's four more sections, though. Let's go Trololo.
He's not going to be able to stop it. Let's hit him with a daddy chill.
Daddy chill.
What I was going to go for was this. Final four. What is the Jickinger thing where he's like the final four?
Oh, yeah. I'll go with Winning Sheets.
This is Amir doing Jake and Amir watch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cold, fresh linen sheets or spooning with someone with a Pixar mom level dumper.
Dumper.
I gotta go sheets.
I'm going spooning.
I'll go with spooning again.
Spooning upsets cold, fresh linen sheets.
Wow.
That one was the crazy closest for me. But I'd rather have like normal room temperature, week old linen sheets spooning with.
Oh, by the way, I should show this. Speaking of college football, look who I saw last night.
What is that?
What is it?
That's the happiest I have ever seen you.
If you know, you know. And I'll leave it at that.
No,
but let's
who
just
is
say
it?
He was a quarterback for USC, Jeff's Trojans, in like 2009, I want to say.
I didn't Mark follow Sanchez. Them. Oh, that's Mark Sanchez. You should have said for the Jets. I had a Jets Sanchez jersey.
There you go.
Finding cash in your Dockers versus that Friday feeling.
Cash.
Cash in the Dockers.
I'm going to go with that Friday
really
feeling.
Rewarding. Yeah. Oh, Amir.
There it is again, that Friday feeling. That Friday feeling.
All right. We've made it to the finals.
Drama.
September gladness. Our finalists are spooning with a thick-assed lover versus that Friday feeling.
Crazy.
English, what are we thinking?
I mean, technically, you could have both in the same scenario.
That's true.
But we'll go with spooning.
All right. One vote for spooning. Kayla?
TGIF, baby.
Holy shit. Oh, TGIS.
TGI. No, TGIF. Oh. Friday,
okay.
Friday.
Amira?
Spooning.
Holy shit. Marika?
Friday.
Yes.
Oh my god.
This is exactly what I wanted. Here we go.
At the fucking buzzer.
It's all up to me.
This is crazy. Are you okay? Should we do a cliffhanger?
So much pressure.
You know what? Yeah, we should just continue this next week. Okay, you know what? I need to talk this out with you guys. That Friday feeling hits different. Can we all agree?
To be sure.
To be sure. And when it is like 6 p.m. on a Friday where you have a weekend you're really looking forward to, sunny day, right? And you're about to go get drinks or dinner with people. There's that butterfly feeling that you just don't get from anything, let alone spooning.
That's right.
But then there's that feeling of waking up with a lover, not having anything to do until later that day. So you can stay in bed if you want, or you can go do something. And, you know, it's a little cold in the room, so you're grasping to them.
What about when your arm falls asleep, you know? That doesn't happen on Friday.
Oh my god, Kayla just fucking tipped the scales.
Wow. Holy moly.
Our winner is That Friday Feeling. I wish it was Friday today.
Actually, can I change my answer? I feel like finishing a page turner.
Plugs. What do you guys have going on? What do you want to point the people to? HeadGum related or not? Social media, projects outside of work. The floor is yours. Let's start with English.
I have a lot of work going on. But personal stuff, I'm working on a Halloween coloring book that I will have available in October. So keep your eyes out on Instagram.
I love socials. Halloween. It's my favorite holiday.
What's your Instagram handle, English?
Yes. My Instagram handle for that is English Marie Art.
Yay. So,
pretty easy to find.
Get more your orange crayons ready.
Yeah.
Follow HeadGum everywhere. Follow Gumball everywhere. And follow me everywhere, Kayla La Moriarty. And everybody go to therapy.
Oh, I'll back that one too, yeah.
Shmuel.
Corked. Our HeadGum's first scripted podcast is a laugh riot. I was listening to episode 3. There's only been 3 episodes, so it's very easy to catch up, but I was LOLing, cracking up listening to it. If you like this style of comedy and you made it this far in the episode, so I know you do, you should definitely check out Corked.
Final episode is the week after this episode comes out, so then you can binge it all.
There's only 4 episodes?
Only 4.
Limited series.
It's really funny.
And it's a murder mystery, so it'll reveal everything.
Mm-hmm. Marika?
Listen to our Formula One pilot.
Yes, the pit wall.
Episode, the pit wall.
It's in the same feed, so if you just let this episode end, it'll start automatically.
Mm-hmm. Subscribe to the feed, its own feed, though, because that'll help us see how many people actually care about the show. And let us know. Comment on it. Review it, etc. Yeah. Yes.
And at Jeff Boyardi on Twitter, we are 192 away from 10,000, where I'm starting to get a little nervous about my promise to post an actual photo of my ass, but I already committed. So give me a follow.
Also, follow me at Marie Galon on Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd, please.
And we will see you again next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of the HeadGum Podcast. That's Dawes, folks.
Oh, everyone enjoy that Friday feeling.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I like that we were all just watching Jeff's screen the entire time. That we're going to be tiny little boxes.
Shouldn't have done that. Really shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. No.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
And why
Live.
Don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Nili Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.